Hey, this is Doc Mike. Thanks for joining me today. Holy cow, it's a crazy... Wait a minute. I got feedback in my ears. Hang on. Hang on a sec. I hate when I do that. This is going to take care of it, hopefully. All right. Oh, thank goodness. Man, I hate it when I hear my microphone in my head. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to do one thing real quick. Hang on. You're going to hear me clap. Okay, good. That's good enough. I got a feeling. I bet my stuff isn't set up right. Right before I go on the air, the freaking camera stops again. I hate when that happens. Anyway, and so I had to kind of reset everything. And God, you know, you get kind of frazzled and stuff. But I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite weekends of the year. It's Super Bowl weekend, the NFL, you know, the Chiefs and the Eagles are playing this weekend, and it really wouldn't matter who is playing. The Super Bowl weekend is one of our weekends where we actually put a big show on here at the place. We have a big meal, and we don't invite a lot of people. We invite a few people, you know, people who actually, well, maybe like the Super Bowl, actually probably not. Maybe like the NFL, actually probably not, but they like food, and we are going to have a fantastic spread this weekend. Always, we try and get some kind of themed thing going for the Super Bowl, you know, so we have a little bit of each thing, so we're doing some, well, always wings, you know, always some grilled chicken wings, and we have a choice of some sauces you can, you know, mix onto your wings. And that'll be for Casey. We got some Casey barbecue sauce. That ought to be delicious. And then we're doing Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, which I'm really excited about because we got some, London broil steak sliced and some smoked provolone cheese for it. And, I don't know, we have a bajillion treats, but here's the deal. I'm not going to talk about it too much. That's a lie. I probably will, but we are going to, on Wednesday night, we're going to do kind of a homestead show. Cause I'm telling you, it's getting crazy busy around here. And I'm going to take some videos this week of the things that are going on so that you all can see this. It's really insane. February. What is it? The kind of starting the second week of February. No, kind of ending the second week of February, and it is just like full on busy here, which is awesome. I'm excited about it. Another great year coming at us, and I'm really excited about some of the new things that we're doing, different things. We're going to talk more about, you know, good food, healthy food, and, you know, and the not so healthy food. I mean, tomorrow is not going to be kind of on... Actually, I can't really say it's not going to be healthy, but it really isn't intended to be like a healthy eating day. It's going to be one of those days where people come and enjoy and they eat what they want. There'll be plenty of choices to be healthy or not healthy, and we're not going to worry about it. We're just going to do it and have fun. Well, hopefully everybody else will do it and have fun. I will stick to my regimen, sort of. I'll have a couple things that are, you know, not recommended, but, you know, because of the heart thing, but, you know, it'll be a good day. It's going to be an exciting day. I'm going to go back to notes here because, you know what, I want to get through this. I know Hal Anthony has his show ready to go. You can catch Hal Anthony every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time behind the woodshed with Hal Anthony, 2 hours straight. The guy doesn't take a break. He offers fantastic information. You really need to listen to him because, man, we are in the times we are living in are absolutely insane. I only have a little bit of that insanity on the show today, but good Lord, man, it's getting crazy. This is the fastest hour on Real Liberty Media, and I don't turn left. I'm just a guy shining light on the darkness, helping to spread the truth that the mainstream media chooses to ignore. And I'm just one of those discerning observers out there in the world. I have my opinions about stuff, and that's all it is. I just make some observations, make some comments about it, you know, and try and have fun along the way. What was I going to say along those lines? Let me think. Well, let me see. That ought to wrap that up. Yeah. Okay. So, just a little bit of what's going on here on the homestead. Just a couple brief things. And then, like I said, so Wednesday's show, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, catch me here on Real Liberty Media or the podcast. You know, the podcast and videos are really popular, and I don't blame people for not joining live necessarily. I think we'll get to the point eventually where I do the live video with a chat room so people can come in to the chat live, you know, and kind of talk to people, have some conversation, and we'll get there. It's coming. It is coming. You know, this is the first week that I only worked a three-day week, and I got to tell you, I'm absolutely loving it, because yesterday I got to do, and yesterday, I'm not kidding, I was so stupid busy yesterday. when I got done with yesterday, which was about 8:30 p.m., I was like exhausted, and I was thinking, what the hell did I do today? Like, where did the day go? And that was, you know, my day off. So I have a three-day weekend, and I take Wednesdays off. So I have Wednesdays and Fridays off, and of course, Saturday and Sunday. And that's no kidding. I worked harder than if I went to work, and longer too, because I started early in the morning. And Rochelle and I had to take a trip to town. We had to pick up a new treadmill because, of course, I'm on this cardio thing. And one of the two pieces of equipment I use is a treadmill, and it quit working. Luckily, now I got to tell you, honestly, I hate, like, okay, hate's a strong word. I extremely dislike Dick's Sporting Goods because of their political stance, but they had a Nordic Track treadmill with a, you know, computer screen on it so that you can like hike through state forests and blah 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 and see it on the screen, and it was half price. Now that's kind of hard to beat, half price. So yeah, I bought it from Dick's, and I'm not happy about it. So we probably won't talk about it much in the future. Dix is just a bunch of libtard, you know, politically incorrect. I mean, politically, I guess they're woke, you know, they're anti-gun, which doesn't make sense for a sporting goods shop. But they are, so, you know, I'll leave it at that. Anyway, let me have a sip. So anyway, of course, I had to take the other treadmill apart, and this is no easy task. I don't know if you ever, like, picked up a treadmill before. Holy hell. Whoops. I got a cough. Hang on. I really hope I don't cough. Okay. Yeah, so I had to disassemble the other treadmill, and they are heavy. And I thought the treadmill we had was heavy. Oh, no. No, it was not heavy. Not compared to the one we bought. I'm not kidding. It was, like, extremely heavy, the new one. Like, I couldn't, like, I'm fairly strong. I can yard some things around. I choose not to, pretty much, because, you know, I don't want to hurt myself. It's stupid. I don't want to do damage. So I usually wait for somebody to help me or whatever. But I was just trying to budge this box a little bit in the back of my truck. I moved it about an inch, and I was like, there is no way in hell I'm getting that box out of that truck. There's no way. And I have a tractor. I have forks for it. And I could have, you know, used the forks to get the get the box out. But I would have had to lift the box a little bit to put the forks underneath, and that, there's no way. Too heavy. So luckily, Crystal and Chet came home, and they hauled it in for me, so that worked out pretty good. So anyway, I had to take the old treadmill apart, and then we had to assemble the new treadmill. And, you know, it's kind of funny. They're fairly easy to put together, but still a little tedious, and they're heavy. So it's not like you can just scoot them. I mean, you can scoot them around, but they're heavy. So you got to, you know, kind of pick your spot and assemble them. The funny thing is, I mean, they have a way for you to attach wheels to them. So you could actually kind of pivot them on the wheels. But, of course, the wheels don't come on it, which is really weird because... Well, I was going to say, because actually they could have put the wheels on it so that you can move it around, but they don't. So anyway, yeah, that kept me busy. And then, you know, just prepping for the party tomorrow. I'm mostly having staff over. In fact, that's pretty much, it's just family and staff, you know, from the dental office. And we're just going to have some fun, you know, probably start around, I don't know, 2 p.m. Well, they will show up between 2 and 4 or 5 p.m. The game starts at probably 3:30 or 4, I don't know. And they're not interested, I think, so much in watching the game. Neither are we. Like, our team isn't in it or anything like that. But, you know, but it's just the thing. It's the end of the season. You know, big Super Bowl party, lots of food, some friendship. There'll be some games being played. It's going to be nice weather tomorrow most of the day. Some rain is coming in kind of late in the day, and like maybe like right at the end of the game, everybody will be gone by then, more than likely, because like I said, they're not really here to watch the game. They're here to watch commercials and eat good food and hang out, which is going to be awesome, because if it is a beautiful sunny day, which I think will be most of the day, everybody can hang out. Inside or outside, probably almost everybody will be outside soaking up some vitamin D. We're going to put a TV out back by the hot tub so people can sit on that deck, which we've never done that before. And, of course, we have this TV out here in the what I call the clubhouse, which is this open air area between the studio here and the main house. People can sit out there. We have a 12 by 12 foot canopy outside, about, I don't know, 8-9 foot tall. And people can get under that. And, you know, there'll just be all kinds of great festivities going on. And I wish you all could be here because it's always a great time. But you'll see pictures. I'll do some videos, probably some drone footage. And we'll kind of show it on Wednesday. It'll be a good time. And I'll show you all the other stuff that's going on. But let's get to all the craziness going on in the world right now. Of course, first and foremost, let's have our died suddenly player of the week, let's say. Now this, you could say, I want to keep checking my camera. I'm sorry, I'm going to be interrupting a lot. I just want to keep, I'm kind of trying to get things set just right here so I don't have to move things. So I'm going to be checking things. I'll try not to interrupt the show too much with that kind of stuff, but I just want to tell you that's what I'm doing. All right, so this 43-year-old U.S. Tennis Association tennis champion collapses on court and dies. Now, you may say, well, he doesn't really fit the narrative. And yeah, maybe he doesn't. I mean, mostly we talk about 20 and 30-year-olds who are collapsing in their sport or at home or not waking up. But it's just another example, you know, whatever age, you got to be careful. You got to detox from the spike protein. You got to detox from the vaccine. You got to take care of yourself. And man, I hope, you know, with Fauci coming out and saying basically he knew the vaccine wasn't going to work. And then, by the way, I've been saying this for weeks on end now. Why do we continually have to listen to these commercials about getting the vaccine when it does nothing, and everybody who's associated with it so far is saying, yeah, they don't do anything. Like Bill Gates came out and, you know, he sold all his stock in the vaccine and then went and said, you know, how horrible it was, that, you know, it was a terrible vaccine that didn't do what it's supposed to do. Way to go, Bill, by the way, jerk, to make sure you took your profit before you went out on an international stage. And actually, there should be an investigation about that, because he had to know he was going to affect that stock like that. Kind of sticking it to everybody else, right? Man, we've got a lot of people in the chat room. So Java Doctor 2 is there, Cowboy Tech, Damn Van Meter, and I think Beetle's still in there. He was a bit ago. Yeah, Asmo, Free Range Dillo, Liberty Dillo, Prince, me, Steer Pike. Yeah, cool. It's nice to see everybody in there. That's awesome. Okay. So anyway, yeah, this guy drops dead on the court. And we're going to see this more and more until people wake up and realize that what they did by participating, including myself, so I'm not the pot calling the kettle black here. I did it. I'm trying to get people to understand that there's a way you can do things to help detox your body. Actually, I even have a story today that we have natural immunity. Everybody knows that. I'm not saying, oh, that's new news. But researchers actually found, let me just go there now. I might as well, now that I blew the cork off it, let's go right to, oh yeah, natural immunity right here. Let's bring this up. Scientists find natural protein that blocks COVID-19 infection. How about that? And the funny thing is, this protein is in your body. Well, what do you know? Going back to my notes here, the human body has a natural defense against COVID-19, which scientists at the University of Sydney say could pave the path for future vaccines against newer strains. The team discovered the body contains a naturally occurring protein, the leucine-rich repeat-containing protein 15. No kidding, that's what it's called. The abbreviation is LRRC15. Leucine-rich repeat-containing protein. How funny. Which ties itself to the COVID-19 virus and does not pass it on to other cells. This guy says, for me as an immunologist, the fact that there is this natural immune receptor that we didn't know about that's lining our lungs and blocks and controls virus, that's crazy interesting. Professor Greg Neely, who conducted the research along with PhD researcher Lipin Liu and Matthew Waller from the Charles Perkins Center. We can now use this new receptor to design, of course, now this is a part that doesn't make any sense. We can now use this new receptor to design broad-acting drugs that can block viral infection or even suppress lung fibrosis. Liu said, we think this newly identified protein could be part of our body's natural response to combating the infection, creating a barrier that physically separates the virus from our lung cells most sensitive to COVID-19. We think it acts like a bit like Velcro, molecular Velcro, and that it sticks to the spike of the virus and then pulls it away from the target cell types. Isn't that crazy? I mean, that's pretty crazy, right? That, and nobody, like, who probably, you know, listens to my show or whatever, should even be surprised by that. I mean, we've been saying for the longest time, a lot of people in the chat room and people that just, you know, chat with me outside of the show, you know, have been talking about natural immunity. I mean, for so long it was misinformation and it was harmful information to talk about natural immunity, which is so stupid because we depend on natural immunity for everything else in our lives. Why wouldn't we depend on it for, you know, this or any other pandemic that's coming our way. I'm telling you, I can't wait for the investigations to get moving and for people to start being arrested. It's already taking too long for me. You know, I'm one of those people, I say, well, I want them to get a fair trial and then be hung, you know, then be executed. That's how I feel about the whole thing, that there's too many people that were complicit in harming, well, hundreds of thousands to millions of people on the entire planet, and they need to answer for it, all of them. Let's not get too far off track here. Where'd I leave off? Oh, yeah. Hang on. I got to do this. I hate to do this, but I'm going to. One sec. Just give me one sec. I'll be right back. All right. So I don't know about you guys, but does it feel like we are like at war already? Because this whole thing with the spy balloon a week ago and shooting it down after it crossed over the whole country, and then immediately, like not even a couple days later, we have another object off the coast of Alaska, well, over our boundaries, and we shoot it down pretty much immediately. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's not looking good. And then, of course, Biden or somebody came out and said, oh, yeah, we planted those mines on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline back in June of last year or the year before. I don't even know when. And, you know, that, yeah, of course, somehow they detonated, I'm sure, completely by accident. I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff going on right now that just is not good. And it really seems like if we're not at war, we're going to be at war. That's what it feels like to me. You know, and who's to say if it's going to be fought somewhere else or if it's going to be fought right here? I don't know. I really don't know. I was honest to God thinking today. I was walking out the driveway. God, I was just counting my blessings again, man. Looking at the areas where we're growing food, just thinking about my life, how great it's been, you know, how I've gotten to a point where we can provide food for ourselves no matter what. And I was really thinking, God, you know, honestly, the best thing you could do is just like turn the sun off today and just let this planet freeze solid and end it all. Because I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going really off script, off my notes here, but I really want to talk about a couple things that are driving me crazy. You can't even avoid, like, being hit with wokeness. And what I think, okay, in my opinion, and my opinion doesn't matter for anybody, to anybody, except me. But I feel like evil and immoral things, and you can see them. I mean, it's not like a judgment call to see some things that are immoral and know that they're immoral. Now, you know, okay, so your definition of moral may be different than mine. And I'm sure that the people who commit these immoral acts, their definition has got to be greatly different than mine, because well, I just can't understand how people do the things they do. Now I'm going to kind of back up here and say, right, that's no kidding. Yeah, no kidding. The word moral really has no meaning anymore. That's for sure. So there was a couple commercials lately. Wait. Oh, yeah. So two commercials lately. And I'm not going to mention the companies, but I will tell you one was, it was a Valentine's commercial, right? And of course, instead of having any, you know, like in my opinion, normal relationships. It was just two women, you know, sitting out having a picnic kissing. No thanks. And yeah, I took note of who you are, and you can bet I won't be spending any money at your company or any representation of your company or any product that your company has anything to do with, because I'm just not. And the other thing was some, you know, kind of ritzy place in California. I'm not even going to tell you what they do, but it's kind of a cosmetic place, and the whole commercial is just same-sex partners, period. Yeah, I'm not interested, so I'm glad that you're not catering to somebody like me, you know, because if you were, I wouldn't be spending my money there anyway. It's kind of funny to me, though, that the number of people who really fit in that category are not a majority. I mean, they are an extreme minority, and to actually cater to them really kind of makes me wonder, you know, like, what are you thinking? But, I mean, I guess maybe you're successful that way, obviously, or not. But if that's who you want to market to, that's who you market to. And this is really funny. So I'm going to tell you where I see these commercials. They're on Pluto. And if you don't know what Pluto is, it's like a free streaming service that has all kinds of different TV. It's TV, okay? Streaming TV. But, you know, one channel I watch is Comedy Central, and it has like South Park on it, and Beavis and Butthead, and Reno 911, and I don't know. It's got stupid old comedies on it. And I'm telling you, lately, I've just felt like I really wanted to escape to some comedies. And just like mindlessly enjoy myself over stupid toilet humor, because a lot of it does kind of get to be toilet humor, but, or shall I say, like that high schoolish kind of prank funny stuff. Anyway, so maybe that's the only place that these places can afford to buy advertising on. Oh no. Or maybe only same-sex couples watch that kind of stuff, so I guess I better leave it alone. I'm kidding. Where was I? There was something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, as a matter of fact, this is kind of right along the lines. Hey, I'm just going to pause here and tell you, because I'm looking at the video feed. And this is really funny. I'm such an idiot. I have a green screen now. And so you'll see that my background is no longer opaque. You actually see the entire, well, my browser behind me on the green screen, which is kind of cool. I mean, I'm really fascinated by this green screen technology, honestly. But, one problem apparently you need to look out for is don't wear green when you're using a green screen. Although this would be kind of cool. If I put a totally green t-shirt on, I wonder if it would just look like my head was floating. I might actually have to try that. Do I have a green? I'll try it on Wednesday's show. But yeah. So there's some weird-ass lettering on my, right, exactly. So that somebody just said, or lettering containing green, and that's sure enough what I have. So I don't know if you can see right through my chest where the lettering is. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so that was a little bit distracting. Hey, I'm going to tell you guys a funny story about this. No, I'm not. Now I have to, don't I? Yeah, I have to. Okay. Now, don't ask me how this actually happens. I haven't figured out the physics of it yet. But our local news and weather station had this woman on who was from, let's just say, Latin America. I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure she was, I don't know, maybe Colombian or Brazilian. I don't know where she was from. She was from somewhere south of our border and way south, like south of Mexico. And she, of course, was very pretty, you know, in really good shape. And she, like, I don't know if they have a dress code at this station, but if you look at everybody else, you would say, yeah, they have a dress code. They don't let people come in all scantily clad or anything. But she used to wear some pretty revealing clothing, okay? But even when she was kind of more conservatively dressed, sometimes she had green underwear on, and it was like if the camera caught everything just right, it sort of looked like transparent. I'm telling you, this sounds horrible. But you would literally see on screen like something, and you would just be looking like, what in the hell is going on there? You know, like it wasn't like showing her body parts or anything, but it was kind of like this little translucency going on. In fact, one time, except it sounded so perverted, I wouldn't do it. I wanted to call in and say, hey, does that weather lady know that her underwear is showing? Like, it's because it's not showing. I'm sure the underwear was green, and maybe the material she was wearing as a dress or a skirt was thin enough that it didn't look good. It was interesting. Yeah, probably viewership did go up. All the old white guys calling their buddies saying, hey, tune into this news station. Yeah. I don't know. It was crazy. But anyway, so yeah, you got to be careful with green screens for sure. And I heard my phone go off a while ago. I'm going to turn the dang volume down till it goes away, hopefully. Not that anybody ever calls me. Nobody ever calls me. Okay, so I was talking about the green screen. Where was that going to lead? We kind of talked a little bit about World War III. Yeah, no, that's it, the green screen thing. Okay, and the satellites. Okay, I know where I was going with this. So Pluto. So Pluto is like this free streaming service. It has a bunch of like live stations, but they're not really live. They're live if you want to catch the news. And I was going to say local news, but it's not local to you unless you live in one of the cities that they have on there. But I mean, you could kind of figure out what's going on in the world. Well, except that it's mainstream media, so you won't have any idea what's actually going on in the world. But it's free, so you can sign up for Pluto. You can go on there, watch a ton of old shows. I mean, Cheers. I see Cheers on there, and just some of these old shows that, you know, guys 65 years old remember from back in their youth. And then I was thinking about this because I had a story about. I had a story about Disney. Let me see if I can find that. What I was getting to is, you know, back a few years ago, everybody started getting excited about cutting the cord. Like, I'm not going to have cable anymore. I'm just going to stream all the content. You know, I'll be able to pick and choose whatever it is I want. And I mean, I was one of those guys. I was like, yeah, man, I'll ditch Dish and DirecTV and, you know, what are the cable companies called? I forget the big ones now, like Cox and not Verizon, but what is that? Fios. What is that? Well, I don't know. I don't know because I've been away from it for so long. But what I was hoping for, and honestly, it was a little scary at first to do it because you're thinking, well, what if I can't get... Like, what if I can't get my local channel, you know, and I'm so far away. I mean, I do have an antenna, and I have a digital tuner, because now they broadcast TV and high def and all this stuff. So You know, but my antenna will literally reach like 70 miles because the Portland channels come in. And I can get them off some of the local retransmitters. But what I'm saying is, you know, I'm so far away from the city, the actual city, that, yeah, I mean, if I did just stick to an antenna number one, I would only get mainstream media. And number two, I wouldn't have a huge selection. So Pluto was a great option for me. I mean, you know, I can find stuff I want to find on there and whatever. But my goal was, and my thought was, that eventually somebody is going, I mean, eventually we'll just be able to go down the menu and go, hey, I want ESPN, I want NFL Network, I want, you know, my, not Fox News, but my local Fox affiliate, because that's where most of the stuff is I watch anyway. And, you know, and just pick and choose what you actually want to pay for and watch. And I think a lot of cord cutters were thinking about that way back in the day. It was like, oh, yeah, man, I'll just, you know, screw all that stuff I don't want to pay for. I won't pay for it. I'll just only watch ESPN. Well, guess what? Like Disney, in order, when they're making deals with all these companies about who's going to carry our content, they say, well, you know, you can have Disney, but you got to pay for ESPN also. You know, or you can have ESPN, but you got to pay for Disney also, which I think is what a lot of people were trying to avoid. Now, honest to God, I'm thankful that we have so many content creators out there now. And I mean creating entertaining content and more independent news resource and opinion. You know, people are setting up parallel economies and trying to get away from the mainstream media and really putting up a pretty good fight, man. You can imagine that those companies have been around so long and they have so much power because of all the advertisers that they've had over all these years. You know, literally 100 years, maybe more. I don't even know when some of these corporations came to exist and started investing in certain companies. But it's, I mean, TV and radio have been around for longer than 100 years. So it wouldn't surprise me a bit if it's well over 100 years. Hang on. So you can imagine. You know, the content creators today who took advantage of the internet going worldwide and, you know, finding a little niche to fit into where they could start telling the truth, especially during the whole COVID thing. You know, look at how many people were shut down. Look at how the governments of the world turned against the populations, their own citizens, and, you know, canceled them or censored them so that they couldn't tell the truth, you know, to literally shutting people's bank accounts off, you know, trying to starve them into submission, which, you know, I'm sure that worked for some people, at least temporarily, but, you know, I'm thankful that you can go get that kind of entertainment independently from all of these big corporations. And I think it's just a matter of time before that whole thing is redefined. You know, people, I know a lot of people are sick of having to pay for certain content. I know that there's a huge contingent of people who purposefully will not buy into cable or satellite internet TV because they have to support all of those channels that carry all of the trash that they don't believe in order to get the few channels that they want to watch. And they literally will not pay for that. They won't pay for it because they don't want to support it. And I mean, you know, right on to those guys. You know, we kind of fallen somewhere in the middle. You know, we have some content. I'm sure there's a ton of content that I wouldn't really necessarily approve of. In fact, 100% sure that there's content on my delivery system, which I, you know, just would not, you know, stand to, I couldn't stand to watch it. Hell, like I said, I can't even stand to watch the commercials for the most part. And thank God I don't spend a lot of time watching freaking TV straight up anyway. I watch my sports, and I watch local news, and there's a couple of entertainment pieces I catch during the week, but, you know, I don't have time for that. Yeah, I want to make, like, the most of every minute I have, you know. Sometimes you just need some good entertainment, but, yeah, I want to be doing stuff. I want to be learning something or doing something fun. By the way, I am not a Harry Potter fan, but I do want to tell you guys this. This is really kind of funny. So, this brand new video game just released on the 10th. It's called, Hogwarts Legacy, which is apparently the precursor to Harry Potter or something like that. I wasn't really interested in it at all because I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I mean, I think I read the first two books, maybe three. I probably saw the first movie or maybe two movies. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's pretty interesting, you know. And kids at the time loved it. But it was just what it didn't really strike my fancy. But dang, I was watching one of my creators I follow playing this game, and I was like, dang it, man, the graphics are so awesome, and it's set in the 17th century, 17th and 18th century, and you know, the architecture, the buildings, the everything just looks so good. I was like, okay, screw it, I'm gonna go get this game, and I did. I went and got the game. I played it for maybe an hour. Wait, what's today? Just the 11th or something? Is it say 11th or 12th? 11th. Yeah, so I've had like an hour to play it, which is really just a little bit of the intro and beyond. But I'm telling you, man, gee, mini Christmas. You talk about a way to entertain yourself and to get away from the world for a bit. That is a very fun way to do it. And of course it's, you know, it's Hogwarts Legacy. It's not going to have a bunch of vulgarity in it, and there probably won't be any trash, maybe not a lot of wokeism. I don't know. You never know. They got to play to all the people now, you know, and, PlayStation and Xbox. And hey, by the way, I told you about the Xbox, carbon neutral console. They're gonna shut down the console when you've played for long enough. Can't wait. Get woke, go broke. That's right. Oh, okay, so right along the same line, man, I was thinking this is too much. It really is. But I mean, god dang it, I guess everybody has to be able to play on the same level playing field, I guess. But listen to this. This is the craziest thing. I'm going to put it up on the screen, too. So, Amazon's new home internet service gets FCC approval. So you think, okay, so what? Well, here's so what. In October of 2022, Amazon announced their project Kuiper, like Kuiper Belt, I think it's called, would launch more than 3,000 satellites into low Earth orbit to offer this home internet service. Now the FCC has approved Amazon's request to launch 3,236 satellites into orbit. This gives Amazon the green light to prepare to start selling home internet. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, Elon Musk is already launching, I don't know how many, 1,500, 2,000, 3,000 satellites to cover the globe so he can offer home internet, right? Well, I guess Amazon's going to put up another 3,000 or so satellites. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, like, how long are these satellites going to stay in orbit? Because, you know, everything that goes up must come down, especially if it's in orbit. because, you know, that means like gravity is pulling on it to bring it back to Earth, and, you know, centrifugal force is trying to keep it out there. You know, eventually something's got to give. It either goes flying off into space or it comes crashing back down to Earth. But not only that, seriously, do we need 6,000 to 10,000 more freaking objects in the air just because somebody wants... I mean, honestly, satellite internet is not that awesome. I don't care who you are. There's a delay. You can't travel faster than the speed of light to get to the satellite and back, and that takes some time. And it takes enough time that if you're playing a video game and you're in a combat with somebody, like a real person usually, yeah, you're going to get beat because that real person is connected to an Ethernet cable with direct internet coming in their house, not from a satellite, but from a fiber optic cable or whatever. And yeah, you're going to get your butt handed to you because you don't, it doesn't matter how fast you react. The 1 to 2 to 4 second delay going up to the satellite and back down, forget it, man. You're done. The guys hit you so many times, you're done. And I know because I tried it 10, 15 years ago when I was into playing games, massive multiplayer on online games, whatever it's called. I had a character that was built up and was really good, and I got this satellite internet, and I was like, what the hell? Yeah, I can't beat anybody because the delay going to satellite and back doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I mean, you could do some stuff, like you could farm a bunch of mobs, you know, with some area of effect spells or whatever, but not really. It was horrible. I had it for, I think, a month. I said, yeah, nope, not going to work. Come get this thing and take it away. Which they didn't do, by the way. They just turned it off. Left the dish there in case, you know, the next person came after me would like it. Yeah, but can you imagine that? So 3,000 more satellites, you know. And I'm not really complaining that it's Amazon, honestly. It's just that, okay, well, now how many, so the next company that comes up and says, hey, you know, we need to put some satellites up because we'd like to offer home internet too, and, you know, it's really unfair that you only have these two companies do it, you know, I think we need to offer some more competition. You know, and so the FCC, the United States, is saying, okay, yeah, go ahead and launch 3,000 satellites? I mean, that's the entire world. Number one, so I don't know what the FCC has to do with, like, space and satellites, you know, coursing about the world, offering, you know, internet service, but it just seems to me, like, as a stargazer, you know, looking at the skies at night, I mean, I like to see satellites once in a while, but I don't want to see 6 or 10,000 freaking satellites. And I know they're not all going to be right here in my one space, my one view of the sky, but it's just kind of, I gotta wonder, like, do you think the guys who are using, like, the big satellite, big telescopes, you know, and the, you know, the big planetariums that have these giant telescopes that point to a certain direction in the sky. I mean, if it's a low Earth satellite, and I hope I'm going to have to go research this, or maybe somebody will tell me if I'm right or wrong about this. But it seems to me like if it's a low Earth satellite, wouldn't its image kind of block a hell of a lot of the night sky beyond it? It seems to me it would. Could you imagine, like, if you're gonna set up your little amateur telescope or your spotting scope, and you're gonna have a look at Saturn and its rings, and you get all set up and you kind of look through there and you can kind of see Saturn, but there's like this shadow kind of like in front of Saturn, and it's a damn satellite that's, you know, sending internet back down to Earth. That would just piss me off. Because you can imagine, it's not like you're going to go out every night and set up your telescope and try and see Saturn. You know, you're going to pick a good night when you have some time off and you want to just kick it with your, you know, telescope. And then you get all set up and you're looking up there and they're like, what the hell is that? And it's like there's a smudge right in front of Saturn. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting, but I'm telling you, I already know that there's way too many freaking objects, you know, circling above us in the world. Satellites and other objects, apparently. Yeah, and they're going to start screwing with the, oh God, I just thought of something. Hang on, cough. I thought this was hilarious. And this is no joke, but I didn't actually go get this story. I just heard it somewhere. But they were talking about stirring up moon dust to cool down the Earth because they figure if they could kick up enough moon dust, it will, you know, block some of the sunlight. I'm telling you, we're retards. See what I was saying about God just freezing the planet out? I think really that's about the best thing that could happen is he just needs to destroy the entire world one way or another. He needs to freeze humans out. And unfortunately, every other life form on Earth needs to go just temporarily while we get rid of the idiots, which means pretty much all of us. And start over or whatever. I'm not kidding. It's so stupid. Hey, I did want to bring this up. Purina dog food, there was a recall on it. And this was really weird, but I'm kind of glad that I read this story. Not because there's a recall. Of course, I'm always kind of paying attention because I'm like, okay, you know, there's just too much pressure on food right now. And then they start killing our animals by destroying their food. That's really going to piss us off, you know. Like, we can take a lot of abuse ourselves as humans. It's like, oh, okay, you killed my grandparents, fine. Yeah, you killed my aunt, my great aunt, okay. Oh, you killed my dog. No, that's not going to be okay. All right, so Purina had this. I'm just going to scan. I'm going to go back to my notes. So the problem with this dog food is it was an overage of vitamin D in the dog food, and apparently dogs don't do so well with the vitamin D toxicity, and actually, fortunately, only two dogs have died so far, but they did recall this food, and I said I would find out which bags of food this is. So let me go do that. But I wanted to read this. Vitamin D is an essential nutrient for dogs. However, ingestion of elevated levels can lead to health issues depending on the level of vitamin D and the length of exposure. The FDA-backed notice said, vitamin D toxicity may include vomiting, loss of appetite, increased thirst, increased urination, and excessive drooling to renal dysfunction. All of those things could possibly happen. And I just wanted to find out which bags these are, so just hold on one sec. What to look for. Bags of Purina food with the following UPC and codes should be discarded. They include Purina Pro Plan, Veterinary Diets, EL, Elemental, in 8-pound and 20-pound bags. They have UPC codes of, I'm not going to read them. You guys can go and get this for yourselves straight out of the notes. Anyway, so the thing that I was really interested in, that there is a toxic level of vitamin D for dogs. So I think it's good that we know that. You know, and also I'm going to tell you something. This is kind of funny. You know, we could afford whatever kind of dog food. We could afford whatever kind of dog food we want to feed our dogs. So my vet and I, we've had a relationship for 97 I started. So what is that, like 25 years? Yeah, like 25 years our vet and us have had a relationship through a number of different pets. And every time we get a new, you know, dog or cat, they've been purebreds lately, which is really cool. And I say, okay, now what's the best food I should feed them? And I'm always expecting for the vet to say, oh, we got this, you know, whatever blend of food, blah, blah, blah. You know what he said? He goes, Mike, he goes, just get Purina dog food. Because he said they have a ton of animals that they feed this food to continuously. They have thousands of dogs, thousands of cats, you know, that they feed this food to. They measure what goes in, they measure what comes out, you know, they check this, that, and the other thing. And he goes, if anything ever goes wrong, they're going to catch it, you know. He goes, you know, a lot of these other, you know, kind of high dollar dog foods haven't been around very long. They don't have big research and development teams. They don't have, you know, this following of follow up on the, you know, how the animals are doing. And I'm not bad mouthing any of those things. I think there's some good products out there that are, you know, expensive and not so expensive. And, you know, you take your chances with whatever, right? I mean, here, the advice my vet gave me, and as a matter of fact, we actually use this Pro Plan, so we're going to have to go check and see if it's these actual numbers. But, yeah, it's kind of scary to think. It's kind of scary, but also now that we're alerted to it, we'll keep an eye out for it, you know, and see what happens. Let's see. What other stuff do I have cool in my list today? No organ harvesting. We'll wait on that. Filling EVs is now on par or worse than gas vehicles. Big surprise there. Yeah, cord cutting. We did that. And the House Judiciary subpoenas, FBI Director Rye and AG Garland. Come on, man. I'm not kidding. Let's go. Let's go get these people subpoenaed. Let's investigate them, all of them, you know, for not protecting the United States, for actually killing a bunch of people in the United States and other countries, for being responsible, for leading other people to their deaths, for preventing people from being able to access medications that have been proven to extend your life, even in situations of this pandemic that, you know, we could have used natural medications, but no, they actually not only, you know, prevented that, but they actually destroyed some, actually kept you from getting some natural remedies in your hands, and actually shut people up from spreading the word that this, that, or the other thing work, like zinc, and like quercetin and zinc, and like vitamin D and vitamin C, and, you know, all these natural things that we can, should regularly have access to. And I think so that's funny, the title didn't get changed. Who cares, you know, it'll be changed on the streams. Maybe my message today should be this. Man, try and figure out what can keep you the healthiest on a regular basis. You know, and try to eat those things. If you're interested in living a long, healthy life, try and, it is. Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's related to the chicken feed. Anyway, I'm down to about 20 seconds here. So my point is, like, try and do the things. Try and eat things that, you know, are good for your system. I'm not saying don't eat all the other stuff, man. I eat all the other stuff. In fact, I'm thinking about having some potato chips about as soon as I'm done here. But try and feed your system and nourish your system. Hey, thanks. I'll see you guys on Wednesday, 9 p.m.